You're listening to Treasuring Mothers with your host, Jenny Baxter.
Jodie Sargeson is our fitness and wellbeing expert, and she's on the line today. Hi, Jodie.
Hello, Jenny.
Now, what have you got on for us today?
I would love to share with listeners something that's going on in my home turf, and it's something that most of us have in some shape or form, and that is exercising with injury.
Oh, wow. I ticked the box for that one.
Oh, you can relate to that, can you?
Yeah. I've got a knee injury and also a back injury, so I'm always managing those.
Oh, wow. Now I can share. I have previously had a knee injury. I feel elements of it going on. But to get through that was a really tricky time because I'm a runner. I love running. That was my number one thing. It's my mind health. It is my body health. It was my cardiovascular fitness. So really getting that heart rate up and, you know, it makes you feel good in general. Is that something that you share the passion for, Jenny?
Well, that'd be great. It's so frustrating when I feel like I can't actually get to a level of being puffed out and pushing myself that I used to be able to.
Okay. Well, this is where we start to look at doing exercise differently. So for me, instead of sitting there in tears, I looked at that's what I can't do right now, but what can I do? What I can do is use my upper body. So that's where I grew a love of including boxing into my fitness regime. It's good fun. It's therapy for the mind as well. It's something I highly recommend. And even in a workplace, to have a boxing bag hanging up could be a fun thing. So I learned that boxing was not only fun, but can really get your heart rate up. So doing intervals on the boxing bag, many different techniques. To start with, my technique was not fantastic at all. I felt like my body was moving in all the wrong directions. And I was watching other people doing it thinking, I'm pretty confident. I don't feel like I'm doing it like that. So what I did, I went home and I practiced in the comfort of my own home and in front of the mirror. I shut the curtains and then I got the technique right. And not only did it help me feel good about what I was doing, it actually helped me get the results I was looking for too.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a great idea. What about swimming? Is that something you do?
Swimming is something that I tried to make myself do. Now, I'm going to share with you, I thought everyone kept saying, oh, swimming is a really good thing to strengthen up your body. I actually really don't enjoy swimming, Jenny. I gave it a go and I chewed it, think once a week and do this once a week. And then I actually came to the realization I don't enjoy it, so I'm actually not going to include that. So okay. That might be an opportunity, though, for your someone such as yourself. You might love it. You're not me. And that's really important for all of us to recognize what someone else does is not necessarily what we should do. If you find yourself saying should, it probably means that you don't really enjoy it. It might be something that is beneficial, but it might not be something that's going to be included for the rest of your happy fitness and well-being journey.
Okay, well, that's a relief because I don't particularly enjoy swimming either.
But there are those other things that we can try out. So boxing might be something, a good time for you to revisit in respect of your knees, Jenny. Of course, getting guidance about other health issues. Now, I would like to also share about shoulder issue because that is something else that I'm actually harboring right now. My knee's good, but now it's my shoulder. This is something that probably is even more common. The knees and the shoulders, they're the two that come up all the time, knees, shoulders and back. Shoulder issues can come down to a number of things. Now, mine I'm actually going to share with everybody is stemming from a lot of time seated. I've been doing a lot more computer work. Uh-huh. Now, there's underpinning issues there, but the computer work is just taking that over the top. So sometimes we need to take a step back from the fitness and actually go, well, what is making this day here or be far more troublesome at the current time? And it might be just correcting a few things that you're doing in your day-to-day habits as well. That's something that to bear in mind. Now, once again, bearing in mind those shoulder issues, instead of going straight to the high intensity that makes me feel good, I love doing heavy weight and short, sharp repetitions. I've had to pull back from that and look at some strengthening options. So using therapy bands and doing some shoulder movements that are going to strengthen those weaknesses right now. So there are many things to consider when you're carrying an injury. It can be so overwhelming. It can be very disheartening. You need to get guidance and support. Exercise physiologists, can be a really good place to start, and obviously your general practitioner as well, if it's quite a serious.
Yes, that's right. And I think that's something that it's really easy to think, oh, I don't need to worry about that, it's going to get better. But actually having an expert in the mix makes all the difference, doesn't it, long term especially?
It does. And actually allowing yourself or blessing yourself with the time to invest in this. Now, I've sort of pushed my shoulder issue off to the side. It's been there for a very, very long time. But now it's got to the point where I am not doing the right things by my body. I'm too busy. So I sit there and keep going on the computer when I should actually take a break. Mm-hmm. So I need to now own up to that. And I'm doing that. And I'm going to make a change on that. There's no such thing as I can't or saying I won't. And so I'm making a change, committing to myself and what I deserve, and loving my body.
And that's a great place to end today. Thanks so much, Jodie. Loving your body is such an important thing to do, especially when we're injured. We really need to take care of ourselves, don't we?
We do.
Let's catch up again soon.
Thank you very much.
My guest today was Jodie Sargeson, the fitness and wellbeing expert for Treasuring Mothers. Thanks for joining me today. It's Jenny Baxter here saying goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to Treasuring Mothers. Be sure to visit treasuringmothers.com to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content.